AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. More drones hit Kyiv, Ukraine. At least four people are dead when one slammed into an apartment building. Ukraine's foreign minister asked European nations to sanction Iran for selling the drones to Russia.
In a video statement, Dmytro Kuleba says the time has come to apply sanctions against Iran for supplying weapons to the Russian Federation. He was speaking from a bomb shelter amid the air raids. Kuleba says he was addressing the EU Foreign Affairs Council when the drones struck Ukraine's capital. Drones used in the attack appear to include Iranian-made Shaheds. I'm Charles Diledesma.
A Russian warplane shortly after takeoff lost an engine and crashed into an apartment building in a town near the base in Russia. The crash caused a fire. At least four people are dead, six others missing. The two pilots ejected safely. Georgia Senator Ralph Warnock cast his ballot today in early voting. He tells reporters Republican opponent Herschel Walker isn't qualified.
You're talking about representing 11 million people. It's about who's ready. And he demonstrates time and time again that he's not ready, but I'm ready.
Georgia is one of 21 states where voters face new hurdles to cast their ballot under laws passed by Republican-led legislatures following former President Donald Trump's false claims that voter fraud cost him re-election. Former President Trump's longtime political ally, Steve Bannon, faces sentencing Friday for defying a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors want 6 months in jail. The House Oversight Committee says at least 40 times the former president's private company overcharged the government for rooms to house his Secret Service details during trips to his own properties. The committee says the more than $1.2 million charge includes $800 a night per room in Mar-a-Lago and at the Trump Hotel in D.C. This is AP News. The Education Department is taking applications for student debt relief.
Studentaid.gov. You'll be able to fill out your name, social security number, date of birth, and contact information. No forms to upload. No special login to remember.
This makes 43 million people eligible for at least some student debt forgiveness.
My commitment was if elected president, I was going to make government work to deliver for the people. This rollout keeps that commitment.
Biden also calls Republican opposition hypocritical, given their support for the multi-billion-dollar tax relief for the rich. The plan calls for $10,000 in federal student debt cancellation for those with incomes below $125,000 a year or households that make less than $250,000. Those who receive Pell Grants are eligible for an additional $10,000. Officials say once the processing of applications begins, borrowers should expect to see action in 4 to 6 weeks. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.